don't know how many of you have figured this out yet or not, but following God, it's not easy. You know, some of us never even get started. The Samaritans we heard about today in the lesson didn't want to follow Jesus because they knew where Jesus was going, and they had no desire to go to Jerusalem. We can always find a million and one reasons not to follow God. We're busy. We've got lives, we've got families, we've got work to do. Or maybe we can see that if we were to follow Jesus, we would have to give up some of our time, our talent, our money, or being able to do whatever we want, whenever we want. Following Jesus requires us to give up some of our freedoms. This Christianity stuff, it's not for the faint-hearted. When we say yes to Jesus, we agree to follow where he leads. When we set ourselves to follow Jesus, we begin plowing on a path. And maybe at different points along the way, we may wish to stop or go to the left or to the right. But if you're really following, you can't turn away, and there's no turning around. You have no choice but to go when God calls. And sometimes we don't always like where the Lord is leading us. But in our gospel today, we hear Jesus' admonishment. No one who puts their hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. You know, often in life, we think we've got a pretty good handle on things. We think we know what God is up to and what he's preparing us for. But God always has a way of surprising us. And sometimes those surprises unfold gradually, and other times they're sudden and dramatic. In 1 Kings today, we hear about Elijah appointing Elisha to be a prophet. And this doesn't happen gradually or in a conversation. Elijah doesn't come up to Elisha and say, "Hey, have you ever thought about being a prophet for God?" No, Elijah just goes up. Elisha's busy at work, plowing a field. He's got important work to do for his family. And yet none of that matters. Elijah goes up and throws the mantle of his cloak over him, and Elisha's life is forever changed. But there's grace there in this lesson. Elisha says, "Let me kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow you." And Elijah doesn't just allow Elisha to go back. Elisha gets to go back and do more than give a quick kiss goodbye. No, they slaughter the oxen and they throw a feast and a party to celebrate. You know, this scripture really resonates with me. You see, I had a mantle thrown over me. Church of the Nativity in Port St. Lucie has called me to be their next rector. I wasn't really looking, but the bishop invited me to consider interviewing for this church, and when the bishop says that, you say, "Yes, sir." I shared with a confidant here that I was sure I wasn't called there. I wasn't done here. I have too much work to do, but I'd go and be obedient and give a chance for the Holy Spirit to speak. And then it did, and it wrecked me. You see, I don't want to leave you. I love all of you. 3 years ago, when I was hired to be your assistant rector, one of the goals Father Tom and I set was to train me up to be a rector one day. These last 2 months serving as your acting rector have shown me that we've accomplished that goal. As much as I love you all, and as much as I would love to stay, I've taken vows to be obedient to God's call on my life. You are my family. But like Elisha, I get to run back and kiss y'all goodbye. We get 2 months to say goodbye, to exchange the kiss of peace, to have a party, and to celebrate that by God we did just what we set out to do. We've trained me up to take on the mantle of leading God's people. Now, there's a lot of grief. I feel like the man referenced in the gospel, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family. You are my home, and I will always love the Messiah family. As we begin this season of saying goodbye, I want to remind you that healthy things grow, develop, and put off new shoots and new starts. That we're seeing this happen in the Messiah family is evidence of God's work within us. Today we send off Deacon Tim and Terry to grow and flourish and change the world with Jesus, one RV, one campground, one truck stop, and one roadside prayer at a time. In August, Father Tom returns, refreshed, renewed, with a whole lot of learning under his belt, and he's ready to cultivate a new season here in the Messiah family. Also in August, we'll send Laura Cook off to seminary to grow, learn, and explore what it means to be called to serve as a priest in Christ's church and develop her as a leader for the faith. On August 3rd at 10 a.m. right here, we'll ordain Deacon Richard to the priesthood, a lifelong call that began as a little boy in the Roman Catholic Church will be fulfilled. A new shoot onto an old calling will be grafted. And then in September, Sam Katulik will fulfill a lifelong goal and dream of being ordained to the diaconate. We've got a lot to celebrate. And at the end of August, the Messiah family and the Duggar family will say goodbye. We, as a family, have raised up new leaders to grow the kingdom of God, and we're not done yet. As much as it will hurt to leave you all, I know that I am leaving you in good hands, and I'm not just talking about Father Tom. In our collect for today, we prayed and celebrated that God has built the church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, but below all of that is the chief cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ himself. The foundation of our church is solid as a rock, and we press on, we plow on, and together we will grow the kingdom. So in closing, I want to invite you to press on with me, to keep plowing through life. Keep trusting that God has got this. And if we are led by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. And when God calls, let's follow. No turning back. So if you're not too choked up with me, I want to invite you to sing a song with me. It's a spiritual that began with a missionary in India who made a hard choice to follow God, even if it meant leaving behind places that he'd always known. And the words are on your sermon notes page, and they're also going to be on the screen. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back, though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.